Amen. We've got a lovely guest speaker here this morning. Dirk, if you can join me here in the front. So Dirk is bringing the word this morning. He's all the way from the Shofar Tzanin congregation. I think if you look at Dirk, and I know him as a friend, there's not an introduction that can do justice. You know, you have to go and sit with a coffee and get to know him personally, to really get to his heart, to really appreciate him more so. So it's going to take some time. But Dirk is not new to the ministry. He's been in the ministry in Welkom. They moved in faith and the Lord opened supernatural doors to Heinitzburg. The Lord provided for them there, and they got involved in a church there for a period of time through COVID and all those things. And then after that, the Lord moved them to deeper Tzanin, Shofar. And so they're serving there, their hearts out in the congregation there this morning. And we had it on our heart to call him to come and minister to us this morning. He's also relieving us in preparation for our encounter too as well. But Dirk, we just want to pray for you, receive him. If you can stretch out your hand, we can give over to him. Lord, we want to thank you that we can hear the gospel preached, not just from one man. And it's not just the pastor here in the front or the guest speaker to bring the word. Every one of us, Lord, have the privilege and the honor, Lord, to share the gospel everywhere we go at every opportunity, Lord. And so we want to ask you, Lord, that you will bless Dirk in this time here with us, and as he ministers to us, that we will be receptive of your word, Father, that you will edify us, that you will build us up, Lord, and that you will traject us forward, that you will move us to your plans and your purposes. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Dirk.
Good morning, friends. I hope the volume is okay on the mic and everyone can hear me clearly. Firstly, I just want to say thank you so much to... Oh, it sounds much better, I'll say. To Dylan and Malia, who invited us here this morning, it's a privilege for me to be able to bring the Word of God to you and to stand in this house and just worship with you this morning. And so, yeah, may the Lord continue to bless this house. Dylan, continue to bless your ministry, Malia. And as you minister alongside your husband as well, we just pray a special blessing upon your life. Amen. So this morning I'm going to speak about building your house on the rock. And it was so amazing for me because I think it was the second last song we sang that song, Build My Life Upon Your Love. And I'm like, yes, thank you, Jesus, because that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. So it's amazing how God speaks and put things on our heart. Amen. But before I'm going to go into that theme of building our house on the rock, I just want to share a little bit about myself. Like Dylan said, I'm Dirk Engelbrecht. There is my lovely wife, Sylvia. And we are from Heinitzburg. We've been staying there for a couple of years now, nearly 5 years in Heinitzburg. And it's a beautiful town. I don't think it needs any introduction. You all know the waterfalls and the forests, and it is so amazing to live there. We stay close to or next to Ebenezer Dam. So every day as I look through my window, I'm going to make you jealous now, I look upon the yacht there. It's so amazing. We're so blessed. The first time we got there, I said to Sylvia, it feels like I'm on holiday, but my furniture's here. I'm on holiday with my furniture, and it's so great. But there's always a but, right? It's not without any challenges. Heinitzburg is awesome and great, but it's not without any challenges. So one of the things that we struggle with there is the weather. We've got really interesting weather. It can rain heavily there. We've got about 1,200 rain you measured last year. And then the wind comes up, especially where we live. There's gusts of winds that comes from the dam, and we don't really braai outside much because you think you're going to braai, then the wind comes and blows your choppy just right there in the garden, and you're going to, okay, let's just go inside. It's the weather is extreme there, okay?
Inside braai.
Inside braai. Yeah, thank you. I think we need to do that. And there's a lot of moisture in the air, so the homes are always, you struggle with mold there, and the electricity, when the wind comes up, power goes out. And interestingly, yesterday we had also power problems, and it's not like load shedding. I said to Silva yesterday, load shedding is actually nice because you know it's going off at 11 and then it's coming on at 2 or 3. Hannesburg, we don't have that. You wonder, you're like, is this going to be an hour? Will it be 3 days? We had 3 days before because it's not Eskom, it's Hannesburg, it's the weather and so on. But anyway, nonetheless, we love it. We're very blessed. Okay. And so we live in an old house, and for many years it's not been maintained at all. And yeah, the roof was leaking, and water came onto the ceilings. There was water damage on the ceilings, and there's a lot of really bad problems in the house. And so Sylvia and I, we decided that we're going to step out and we are going to get the builders in so that we can work on this house, because there's really a lot of problems there. And so it wasn't fun at all. Okay, we thought it's going to be great, but it wasn't fun because we were taken out of our comfort zone and it became a construction site. We lived in a construction site. The other day I phoned my wife to just, where's the pans? Where's the spoon to make, I want to make coffee. Where's the mug? I phoned Sylvia, Lovey, where's the pan? Oh, I just want to make breakfast. Oh no, it's there, there, there. So for a couple of months we lived in our bedroom with everything, and it was quite hectic. But now the house is finished. It's beautiful. We're so glad we did it, you know. But it had emotional strain on us, and just because of, you're not comfortable. You know, we lived in a smelly old home with mold in it, but it was comfortable. It was all like a bit nice but terrible at the same time. But we had to step out to say, okay, are we going to live like this for the rest of our lives, or will we step out, be uncomfortable for a couple of months, and then we know after that everything will be okay. And the reason I am speaking about this is really because it's part of my theme of building your house on the rock. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus shares a parable, and he talks about two men building two different homes. The one is seen as a wise builder because of the way he built. The other builder is seen as a foolish builder because he just builds with no foundation. And Jesus says that it's the same for us, for you and me this morning. How we build our lives and what we build on really makes a huge difference, right? Amen? So it's really important how you build your life this morning. So getting back to the builders, when they decided to work on the house, there were huge cracks that were in the walls, and I said to them, no, just fix the cracks. And they said, no, Dirk, you don't understand. There might be a foundational problem here. We can't just fix the cracks. We need to look. I'm like, okay, let's see. They dig on the corners of the house, dig the foundation so that we can see. And they said, Dirk, here's your problem. Here's the problem. It's foundational. I'm like, okay, what's wrong? And I said, but the foundation is about this thick. It's a 120-millimeter foundation thick. And if you come to my house, you'll see that the side of our house, the walls, goes up like 12, 14 meters high. The foundation is just like this thick. And he says, Dirk, we need to strengthen this foundation. Otherwise, in a couple of years from now, you're going to have huge problems. You might not even have a wall or a home anymore. And I said, okay, let's do this. Let's strengthen the foundation of the house. And that's really what I'm going to this morning, is that it's amazing how God speaks to us. Have you seen that God can speak to you through any situation? God speaks. If we're willing to listen, He's willing to speak. Amen. And God said to me, while I was looking in awe and shock at this foundation problem, He said to me, Dirk, what does your foundation look like? I'm like, okay, and that's an interesting question. And I want to ask you this morning, what does your foundation look like this morning? You might say, Dirk, I've got a solid foundation. I think I've got a solid foundation. Yeah, there's a little bit of cracks here and there in my life. And, you know, the storms of life have beaten on this house and a couple of times, but hey, I'm okay. I think I've got a solid foundation. And maybe that's true, but also maybe it's time that we have a check. Maybe it's time that we just check how things are really going with our foundation. Allow God to come and just dig on the four corners of your heart this morning to see if your foundation is really still there and it's solid. And that's something that I want to share about is how really to strengthen your foundation. You know, we're living in a world where everything is just moving faster. I don't know, I can't keep up with everything. It's just, everything is moving faster. And people want to build quicker, especially when it comes to wealth. When it comes to building a business, building a life, everything needs to become quicker. And they're just building, going higher and higher and higher. And they tend to forget to look at the foundation that they're building on, right? Amen? And then eventually, things comes crumbling down after a couple of years. I want to help you this morning to strengthen your foundation. We're going to look at four steps that you can do this morning to strengthen your foundation and to strengthen the walls of your life. So the first thing that we look at is to really acknowledge. Acknowledge again that there's no other foundation that we can build our lives upon but the foundation that was really laid by God, and that is Jesus Christ. To acknowledge again that He is our cornerstone, that to build on anything else is to build on sand. Amen? And I want to read Isaiah 28 for us. Isaiah 28, verse 16. It reads as follows. It says, "So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic." God comes and He says, "I have given my children a tested stone. It's gone through the test of time. It's gone through the fire. It's been tested. I've laid a stone, a precious stone for my children this morning, for you and I, that whoever relies on it will not be shaken and will not experience panic, because it's a trusted stone. We can rely on this stone with our lives. We can build on this." And so the first step in strengthening your foundation this morning is just to acknowledge again, "Lord, yes, there is a stone that I could rely upon. And it's the cornerstone. It's Jesus, the cornerstone." Amen. Okay. It's quiet in this Methodist church this morning. I'm just joking. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10, 14. Everyone still okay? Amen? You're allowed to say amen, right, Dylan? Okay. Okay, I'm just asking. I'm not sure. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 to 14. It reads as follows. It says, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation." This is Paul speaking, by the way. "I laid a foundation as a wise builder." Wise builder. Wisdom is building on the works of Christ. And it says, "And someone else is building on it, but each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it has burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames." Sure, there's a whole passage of scripture there, but scripture tells us that Christ has laid a foundation for us, and that whoever builds on it needs to be careful how we build our lives upon this foundation. You can choose today. We can build with anything. Scripture says you can build with stone, and you can build with clay, with grass, hay, gold. If you build with arrogance, pride, with riches, and all those type of things, your life will be tested by fire. It will be tested by circumstances, and it will be tested by the storms of life. Now, I want to ask you, if you build with those things, will your life eventually stand when the storm comes, or will it fall apart like a deck of cards? Amen. Yeah, because that's what really happens sometimes, you know. And, you know, you look at these celebrities, and it looks like they're doing really well, and they can have anything they want, right? Most of them are depressed. I've seen many celebrities and these guys that some of them commit suicide. And I think, how is that possible? You have everything. If I can just have one day of that would be amazing. But we don't realize something. The thing is that why they're so depressed sometimes and commit suicide even is because they built their life on other things. They've built their life on, you know, riches and fame and straw and sticks, and they think that's a solid foundation. No, that's not. And that's why at the end of their life they feel empty. They're empty. Amen? Because their life is not built on the solid foundation of Christ. They have rejected the cornerstone completely. And that's why many people are who they are, that emptiness, because they have rejected the cornerstone. And it's time for us to acknowledge again, Lord Jesus, you are the only solid thing that I can build my life on this morning. Amen. You know, just an example. I want to use an example. God says to us, here is a beautiful brick I want to give to you. I've already laid the foundation, my son Jesus Christ, solid foundation, but I want to give you a brick. So he gives us his word. So out of these word, there are bricks, and I want you to build. And so you take your first brick, and it's amazing. You just lay this brick down. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And you know what? The world comes to you and they say, like, what are you building with? No, I'm building with brick. And the world says, really? Who builds with bricks? Oh, my soul, that is so old school. I mean, that's Old Testament, right? Bricks. Who builds with a square brick? No, dirt. You know what's the new thing nowadays? It's sticks. And you think, like, what, sticks? Yeah, no, oh my goodness, it's flexible, it's posh, it's modern, it's what everyone is doing lately, Dirk. You need to try it out. You will be so amazed. So eventually you do it. Your brick is there, and then you put your stick next to it. And then another brick, because you're listening to the word of God. And then the world comes, no, here's some grass, here's some other things that you could put there. And you just like, okay, that's nice. I'll put something there as well from the world in there. And so you build brick and stick, brick, grass, brick, something else. And eventually you step back and you look at what you've built and you think, oh, this is nice. It looks cool. I think it's really interesting that this is working. But eventually there's cracks. There's cracks in your life. Where you've built the grass and the sticks, there's cracks forming. And eventually, you're going to see this wall is going to come falling down. Amen? And the guys who's convinced you to build with these other things are gone. When you go to them eventually to find help, they're not there anymore. Amen? Because they failed you. And so the only thing that we can really rely on is on Christ this morning. Amen. And you think to yourself, how can I fix this problem? Have you ever been in that place where you think, oh my goodness, my life is falling apart, I don't know what to do. Just looking at what you've built in your life and it feels like everything wants to come crashing down. I want to tell you this morning, there is a way you can fix it. There is a way. It is to allow God to come and take apart that wall brick by brick, stick by stick, and everything that doesn't belong to Him. Allow Him to take the wall down, folks. It's not easy always. It's not. But that's how God wants to do it, because He wants to rebuild again, rebuild your life the proper way. Amen? So sometimes we look at that and we realize, here's a bit of a problem. And the reason why we build walls around our hearts is because we don't want anyone to hurt us. We say that, you know what, I will never allow my heart to be broken again. I will never allow someone to hurt my heart again. I will never allow this and this and this. And we build up these walls because of rejection. We build up these walls because of divorce, because people have failed us, because we've been disappointed. And we build up these walls and we just put people outside. And the problem is we don't just put people outside. We also put God outside. And we have this hardened heart. We sit with a hardened heart. And God is on the outside and saying, you know what? This is unstable. I look what you've done. I've seen it, but it's unstable. Help me to just fix this whole thing by taking the wall down and let me rebuild it. So I want to share this with someone this morning, that you can trust God again with your heart. You can trust God with your heart. Allow Him with your heart again this morning. Amen. So the first step is just to acknowledge again, Lord, my goodness, I've done this, but I acknowledge there's no one else, there's nothing else that I can build my life upon besides the cornerstone. The second step we have to do, and just doing some checking on our foundation, is to do introspection. Introspection. Second step we can do. Psalm 139 from verse 23 to 24 reads as follows. It says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David is saying to the Lord, Lord, come and do some introspection in my heart. Lord, I'm opening my heart to you. And just come and check and see if there's anything that is not from you. And that is what we also need to do. It's like, Lord, I bring you my heart this morning. Come have your way. David would speak to God and he would say things like, Lord, renew a right spirit within me. Strengthen my heart. And so change begins within the heart this morning. Change begins right there in the heart to say, Lord, I'm doing some introspection. Come and dig around the corners of my heart. And whatever you find, Lord, it's fine. I bring it to you. And it starts with humility, to come before the Lord in humility, to be sincere with Him. He knows your heart. Be sincere with Him. And then repent if you need to. If you need to repent, sometimes we need to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I've done this and this and this. I have allowed that person to say these things in my heart. I've allowed that to happen. I've opened doors to that. And now I'm sitting with what I'm sitting on. Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. Forgive me. I've done terrible things. And I had to go back and say, Lord, that was me. Because I relied on my own strength. Sorry. Forgive me. And then forgive. Forgive yourselves, because I think the main thing is, it's sometimes we can forgive others, but what about you? Can you forgive yourself? We're so hard upon ourselves, right? Amen? I mean, Jesus Christ died on the cross. He spilled His precious blood for us. There's holes in His hands to prove that. And He bestowed grace upon you. And sometimes we can't bestow that same grace upon ourselves. And I want to say to you this morning, cut yourself some slack, okay? Give yourself some grace. If you've done something terribly wrong or so, repent of it, but then forgive yourself. And then move on to forgive others. Forgiving it has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with you this morning. Amen. Forgive. And then renounce. Renounce is just saying, Lord, I'm casting this thing away. This, I'm rejecting it. I'm renouncing it, and I'm casting it away. As we continue to do that, you know what? God comes and He's building a strong foundation, folks. He's building up that walls again. Amen. And so I know God is really speaking hard this morning. He's speaking to hearts. He wants to do heart surgery, it looks like. But this is what I really feel God wants to do. And so the third step that we can take in strengthening our foundation is to trust. Trust God. Trust Him. Rely on Him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Leaning on your own understanding is building with grass. Leaning on your own understanding is building with grass. You know, when you lean against a pole, there's a picture of, that's not me, by the way, but if you lean against the pole, you're saying that I'm relying on this thing to hold me. I'm relying on it. But if it gives way, what happens to you? You fall. You're going to fall your teeth out, right? But you're relying on this thing to hold you. God says the same thing, that when we rely on our own understanding of things, we're building on grass, we're building with sticks, we're building with... But we have to submit to God's understanding of things. Amen? Submitting to God's understandings of things is submitting to God, and submitting to God is submitting to His Word. His Word. When we submit to His Word. I heard the story the other day of a guy who asked the pastor about some, it was about the LGBT thing, and he said, Pastor, how do you feel? Where do you lean towards? With the LGBT, are you more conservative? Do you lean towards that, or do you lean more towards liberal? And the pastor said, "I do not lean against anything, but I stand on the word of God." Amen. I'm standing on the word. I'm not leaning, and I really feel that sometimes God says, "I don't want you to lean, because if you think about it, if you lean, you're not going anywhere." You're just leaning and you're waiting. You're not making a decision. God says, I want you to stand on the word of God. Stop leaning. Amen. So that's the third one, was really to trust God with your heart. Trust and stand on His word. Amen. Amen. Good. Are you still enjoying this? Amen. Then the fourth and last step that we can take in strengthening the foundations of our lives is to apply the word of God to our lives. I want to read Luke 6 from verse 46 to 49. It reads as follows. It says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord?" So Jesus is here and He's speaking to His disciples. He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood came and the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and destruction was complete." So in this passage of scripture, we find two builders building two houses different ways, but listen, they were both subjected to the same storm. It doesn't matter who you are, if you're a Christian, an atheist, a non-believer, or if you are, whoever you are going to be subjected to the same storm, friends. And so Christianity is not that nothing will ever bad will happen. Nothing bad will ever happen. No. Christianity is I'm building a foundation that when the storm comes, I will not be shaken. Amen? When that storm comes, I will not be shaken because I'm on the solid rock. God is with me. He's going to take me through this. But if you build with sticks and straws, and when that storm comes, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. So both of them were subjected to the same storm. And Jesus is saying in this passage, if you really want to dig deep and build strong, Jesus says you need to apply the words.
It's time for me to drink some water. Thank you.
So, Jesus says that we need to apply His words. We need to become doers of the Word of God. We can't just be hearers of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so I want to use an example. Imagine you are at work and your boss says to you, there's a leaking pipe. I want you to go and fix the leaking pipe. You're like, okay, you know how to fix a leaking pipe because you've gone through the training and everything, okay? And then after a week, you come to your boss and you say, you know what? I remembered what you said. You said I must go and fix the leaking pipe. And I can quote it back to you. Are you impressed? Your boss is going to say, well, okay, but did you fix the leaking pipe? Well, you know what we've been doing? We've been, every Wednesday we are gathering around as a group of employees and we are talking about what it will look like when we fix the pipe. What will it look like, you know, when the pipe is all fixed? And then, so what we've done is we have done some research and we looked at the word in Greek, you know, the leaking pipe in Greek, so that we can understand that we are dealing with the right pipe here. So I want to ask you, if you come with this to your boss, what is your boss going to do? He's going to say, are you all right? Are you mentally okay? Because it's been a month. I just wanted to go fix the pipe, please. That's all that I want you to do. And this is what Jesus is saying. He's saying that, you know what, we need to become doers of the word. Sometimes we think Jesus needs to be impressed because we can quote scriptures to him. His own words that he said, go and love. And Jesus, I remembered you said I must go and love. You know, but are you loving? Are we discussing that? What it looked like to love people? No, just go and love people. Be a doer. Amen.
Amen.
Be a doer. Jesus says that is when you start building foundation, is when you start living and really doing His word. Scripture is important for us, for me and you, to build us up in faith. But Jesus knows the Bible. He's written it. It's not going to help me trying to be intelligent, being clever, quoting scriptures the whole time. But I can't feed the hungry. I can't love upon someone. I can't pray for the sick. That's nothing. Amen? Because then what's breeding is religion. And I know all about religion, believe me. Because I have a degree in theology. I've been where I was ordained almost as an Anglican priest, going up as almost as a bishop, being through all the traditions of church. I know. I have a diploma and Christian. I have all those things. But you know what? I'm not impressing Jesus if I can't love the lost, if I can't serve the broken this morning. Amen? That is what it's about, folks.
taking that passage of scripture and really just building your life upon the rock. Apply His word this morning. So the first one was to acknowledge again that He is our cornerstone in life. Number two was to do introspection, right? Check yourself. Forgive if you need to let go and so on. Number three was to trust God. Do not lean on your own understanding. And the last one is apply. Amen. The reason why I spoke in the beginning about our house, that it was so frustrating, but it wasn't good, but it was great, and we needed to step out, is because I want to challenge you this morning. I want to challenge you this morning because sometimes we can be very comfortable with the cracks in our lives. We can be very comfortable. We can just, you know, sometimes we just want to slap some polyfiller on a crack and we want to leave it like that and we think it's going to work. And then you build onto a crack. And I want to say to you this morning, God wants to challenge you to step out of your comfort zone this morning. And if there are things in your life, cracks, foundational, let God come and rebuild that again. But we need to say, Lord, here I am. I'm relying on you. I'm laying everything before you. I am challenging you as well. Challenging myself this morning. Power's out. We don't have the music, you know, to create an atmosphere. We have the Holy Spirit here. We have God here. Amen. And so just for a moment, I want you to close your eyes and let's just submit to Him. Submit wherever you are right now. Just for a moment, submit to Him and say, Lord, here is my heart. Do whatever you want to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are a good God. You're a good Father. And Lord, we come again with our hearts. Lord, we're being honest, we're being vulnerable, Lord, and we thank you, Father, that you are a great builder, that you are our healer, that you are our restorer, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you will not leave us empty, but you will fill us and restore us. Thank you, Jesus, you are the great builder. You are the one who laid the perfect foundation. And Father, I pray for every person here that might have gone through pain, might have gone through rejection, Lord, that you would come in this moment and just break down that wall, Father. Break down that wall, Lord, whatever it might be. Break it down, Lord. Rejection, failure, hopelessness, Lord, and build hope this morning again. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you come alongside us. Father, I see someone here this morning. They're sitting and almost in desperateness. But Lord, I thank you that you are picking them up by their hand. Lord, like Peter, you took him out of the water and you both walked back to the boat. Lord, I thank you, Father. This is what you want to do with someone here this morning. You're ripping them out, Lord. You're taking them out of that circumstances, Father. And Father, I thank you for healing. Healing of hearts taking place. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you, Lord, that we can let go, forgive. I thank you that you strengthen our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. If there were disappointments because of a work failure, Lord, I thank you that you would restore their hearts with hope, that you are our provider, Lord Jesus. We will not look to sticks and stones of the world, but we will look at you, Father, at your precious Son. You are our provider, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father.